today's reading was Genesis chapter 6 and 7, and then Luke chapter 17, verses 27 through 37. Listen to the warnings. Today was actually the first part of probably one of the most well-known stories of the Old Testament. I mean, just about every church nursery and children's ministry has it painted on the walls. Parents tend to put it, paint it on the walls in their children's rooms when they're little. It's the story of Noah's Ark, where God sends a flood to basically kill all of life on earth because of their wickedness, violence, evil. Get a different version of pretty much that word, or depending on what translation you're reading. Then, in Luke, we see one of the many instances in the Gospels where Jesus is actually using the story of Noah as an example regarding, and in this case, it's pretty much kind of, it's regarding his second coming. How people will be living their lives like normal, ignoring the sign of God's coming judgment. I mean, it'd be kind of hard to miss a guy building a boat, the large boat, and according to some traditions, in an area where there's no body of water close enough for a boat of this size. So in other words, he was building a boat that was pretty much going to be landlocked, not see any water whatsoever. And wonder why the guy's building the boat. Only for the guy to basically be telling them to repent due to God's coming judgment. You see, it isn't the that there aren't signs of God's coming judgment, or that we even need a savior. It's that many choose to ignore those signs, wanting to be the God of their own life, and ignoring those who preach the true God. So, which camp do you fall in? Are you one who is willfully or ignoring all of the signs of God's judgment, ignoring those who are preaching repentance because you'd rather be the one in charge of your life? You don't want to be accountable to a holy God? Or are you one of those who's preaching the repentance? You're seeing the signs of God's coming judgment, and you're warning the people. So, just as you go through the day, just pray which, with everything that you do, which direction it is that you're heading. Are you the one giving the warnings, or are you the one ignoring the warnings? Have a blessed day.